I mean, even our bass boats, you know, we had to churn mud to get out right. onto the flats or anything. They had to redredge. That's the concern, is what's coming down below, not up on top.
Yeah, the sediment that came out of here last year went 100 miles down to the Potomac River.
And
so
it's from all, you know, reports, that thing's 80% capacity right now.
Yeah, that's the report that we're talking about today. The U.S. Geological Service did a study of what happened last year.
I fish up there.
Right.
And in 15 years we've lived here, just a drastic change. You can't find 40 feet of water deep
right.
up there. And I remember 80 and 70 and 80 feet. That's how, you know, once it's silted in. You go up the Cecil County side, you got to come out to 10 feet of water before the grass stops growing.
How long ago do you remember 70 and 80 feet? Was that
15 years ago.
That's it?
Right. It's filled up real fast. But you got hydrilla growing the full length of that now because there's so much dirt.
Right.
And on this side, it never had it. Last year, Broad Creek and all that is starting to fill in with hydrilla too. It's, you know, this side's silting just as bad. And it's this side, just below Glen Cove, is where you can find 40 feet of water. Everything else is 30, 25, 22, 17. I mean, it's getting bad.
Yeah, so our concern is that as this gets filled up, that means more of the sediment, more of the phosphorus, more of the nitrogen comes over every year. And the challenge is that now the state of Maryland's holding the counties accountable for sediment, phosphorus, and nitrogen. But they don't say this exists. They don't put any of this in the model. And, you know, every major storm we have, we get something like this.
I traced it online. The Susquehanna River is 447 miles long. 13 miles of it is in Maryland.
Right.
Pennsylvania is where everything's coming down. It's not, you know, the runoff in Maryland is farther north.
That's kind of our point, that unless you fix this, we're going to spend billions of dollars downstream, but if you don't come back and fix this, you're not going to see a healthier bay.
Exactly.
And right. You know, at the end of the day, we all want a healthier bay, but if they don't fix this, then you don't solve the problem.
The only thing I can see is you got the best conditions to get rid of the silt. It's called a railroad track right over there that hauls millions and millions of tons of freight. You put a dredge over and start pumping that stuff into railroad cars and then hauling it out of here somewhere. I don't know where you're going to put it. But you know, it's not like you're having to truck it and stuff like that. You got railroad cars right there, you know, that could haul that stuff right out of it. And I'm sure they could put it on farmland and spread it out. It's not contaminated. It's just silt, you know,
right.
and sand and stuff. So it would benefit, you know, I would think.
You figure if you were able to take it and haul it out, then these dams could go back to doing what they were doing, which is trapping this stuff. And then the overall health of the bay would improve.
Exactly.
But what we've got going on right now is we've got the state requiring the counties to spend billions of dollars to upgrade downstream and ignoring this. And as long as you ignore this, the bay doesn't get better.
Well, down there, when that stuff right there, that green stuff grows up, that's what cleans the water. That grass is phenomenal for keeping the water clean. Out on the flats, I've seen rockfish that long swimming around in that clear water.
Right.
And as soon as, you know, you start covering it up with silt, it dies.
Right.
And it takes a long time to get the grass back.
I'm going to interrupt for a second. Senator, I'll follow up on JR's question. Okay, you dredge the silt at the top of the dam. I guess one of the questions is, what do you do with it?
Well, I think, you know, we can look. There are quarries in the area. But the question is, this is caused by a multi-state problem. Pennsylvania, New York, very little of it in Maryland, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Within those regions, we should be able to find a place to be able to deal with it. Our concern today, while we're here today, is to call attention to this, because right now, the state's not paying any attention to this. Yet, the sediment, the phosphorus, the nitrogen that's coming over the through the dam today, and it has for every major storm over recent years, continues to fill up behind the dam. More of it comes over, and it's not being accounted into the cleanup for the bay. So the real question is, we need to bring everybody together to do this. Last year, the Eastern Shore delegation asked the Susquehanna River Basin Commission what they thought and what was going on, and they came back to us and said, you know what, we're not that concerned about the nutrients as the commission. We only care about the flow, to make sure there's enough flow going across the river. So the real question we're trying to raise today is, who cares about the sediment and the nutrients, and we need to do something about that.
It sounds costly. Who should pick up the tab?
Well, I mean, I think we can look at that. I mean, the dam is going to be going through recertification by Exelon at the federal level. You know, this isn't just a Maryland issue. As we said, as we just talked about, you know, the major part of the river is not in Maryland. But we need to make sure that Maryland officials are engaged and involved in trying to solve this problem because, again, what good does it do to spend billions of dollars downstream and then turn around and have the dam open up on major events, which actually are happening with much more frequency, and have more of the sediment flow over the dam.
Have you had much many conversations with MDE, and what do they tell you?
Well, you know, I guess, you know, Bob Summers says he's, you know, the secretary, yeah. Says that he's aware of the issue. The problem, the interesting thing about it is that everybody says they're aware of the issue, but nothing's getting done to solve it. And that's what our concern is that, you know, there seems to be a lot more focus on making sure that septic tanks and issues related to stormwater management are all addressed because those have a control part aspect to them. You know, it's easy for the state to take away the county's power, easy for the state to take away property rights, but it's not so easy to answer this question. And, you know, there is a satellite picture of the September 11th event last year that shows basically chocolate milk water from the dam all the way to the mouth of the Potomac, a 100-mile stretch, and basically nothing's been done. And, you know, we need to start that discussion, and that's part of why we're here today.
I have to ask you, the Eastern Shore, I know there was a lot of storm damage, some of it in your district, some of it further downshore in Ocean City. Overall, you've talked to local officials. How are things going?
I think we've weathered the toughest part of the storm okay. We've had some tree damage. We've had some electricity out. We saw more of a water flow the day on Tuesday when the storm had passed. The back end of the storm brought water up the bay. But to tell you, what we're seeing today is concern about what we're talking about today. We're going to have some watermen here today who took a major hit in their business post the Lee storm, and they're concerned about what's coming through the dam today because down the bay in Cecil, Queen Anne's, Anne Arundel County, a Broadneck area, all the way down to the lower parts of the bay, the debris and sediment that comes through the dam is causing major problems.
Okay, thank you.